Okay, good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have an 11 o'clock agenda item, and it's meeting with Canyon County Mosquito Abatement District for a review of the 2026 work plan and the prior year annual report. So with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. I prepared this document much like we normally do. Really, the biggest indicator of what we're going to do going forward is what we've done in the past. That's why our annual report and our work plan are combined. It's really every year I'm tasked with guessing at what we're going to do for the mosquito season and not knowing what the weather or any of these other things are going to that strongly affect what we do are going to occur. So. I hope you had an opportunity to look at this. I think the major things I would like to maybe point out that might be somewhat different for this coming year. We did discover a single Aedes aegypti mosquito last year. Everybody's hopeful that that's the only one, but.
Could you repeat that?
An Aedes aegypti. So if you're watching the national news or something, that would be the yellow fever mosquito. They are not supposed to be here. We're several states north of where they are supposed to be able to exist, but we did find one. And so we are going to do extra trapping in those areas to see if they have established. The reason this is important is this mosquito's life cycle is very different than the mosquitoes we currently have. So this mosquito only lives in, its larval habitat is only artificial containers. So only man-made stuff. And their preferred host is people. So these mosquitoes basically only live where there's people and habitats that we provided for them. And they're very cryptic. So the smallest thing that I have personally seen them lay eggs in and have larvae in is a bottle cap from a pop bottle. So they're So anyway, we really hope they don't establish. We're doing everything we can to avoid that, but it is a concern. It was surprising to the mosquito control industry that we found one this far north, and hopefully it just came out of a load of produce or something, and that was the lone one, and it didn't lay eggs, but. It was a female, so that makes it extra nervous. But so we are dealing with that. As we've spoke in the past, the big challenges we continue to see is as the county urbanizes, we continue to see our focus of our program steadily changing from irrigation and those kind of habitats that we're dealing with to more man-made sources. At this time of year, like right now, our staff is out treating storm drains for the coming season. So, but those are the major changes. If I was gonna read the tea leaves, normally hot, dry summers are big years for virus transmission. All the long-term forecasts are saying that that's what we're facing. So I'm not looking forward to that part of the summer, but we're planning for the worst and hoping it's not as bad as we expect. But I just hope if you have questions about what we've prepared for you or if you'd like any more details, I'm here to answer questions.
I don't envy your job figuring out how it's going to be next year and making a budget for I don't know. Because you're so weather dependent, and you just as well be a farmer, so it's kind of, you're open to the elements.
Yep. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm interested. I don't know what the outcome was, but there was a piece of legislation that was introduced. Do you want to talk about that, or how you lobbied on behalf of eradicating mosquitoes?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, there were two separate pieces of legislation that would have impacted the way we conduct mosquito control operations. Myself and others did give testimony to educate the legislatures about those potential impacts. The one bill was held in committee. The other bill did go to the House, but it basically just sat there till the session ended. Right the last day or two of the session, a third bill was introduced, but the legislatures went to Sendai. So we are told that that bill probably will see that bill next legislative session, but all the legislation we've seen so far, it would make it extremely difficult to do our jobs. The biggest issues with the proposed legislation that wasn't voted on, we don't yet know the legal ramification. There's some language in there that we really need to get legal opinions on to how much it will impact us. Particularly, there's language in there that says we can only we're only allowed to go on public land. We have to be invited on private land. But the way that language is, we're not sure if that changes liabilities as far as landowners. You know, if an employee gets hurt on that property, since we didn't have authority to go on there, does that mean it's now the landowner's? There's a bunch of things that are going to need to be looked at from a legal standpoint on how much risk there is for the district, for the county, depending on how the language is now, and then and for landowners. So I'm glad we have that time to look at that, but like all things, when things are in those gray areas, it usually ends up being coming down to when someone's finally sued, what the judge decides, and then it's adjudicated, and then we go from there. So.
Right. And I appreciate you putting that on the record for a lot of those decisions that are made legislatively. Good for you for showing up and testifying, first of all, because they don't know if there's opposition and what the other side of that is. So we do have a lot of people that listen. It's always good before any of that is passed to have the opportunity to look at what the fallout and the impact is of potential legislation. So I hope that you get your questions answered and get some legal opinion on how, if that comes back, how to look at that. Your data that you've provided is really interesting. I'm thankful for the Mosquito Abatement District. I am not too far from the Boise River and, you know, on irrigated farm ground and living next to a waterway. All of that contributes, and I like to go outside. So I appreciate the job that you do. You've been at our property before, but your control zones, I think those, that's a wide range of service to provide. And in neighboring counties where they are maybe not as aggressive, those are mutant-sized mosquitoes with, you know, it's hard to be outside at any level when it's not controlled. And that's not criticism. That's just, it's a big job, and there's a lot to do here. So, and then you have a double challenge where you don't spray the refuge, but you have properties that are being developed right next to the refuge. So you're almost in double jeopardy. You have homeowners that want it controlled, but you have guidelines that don't allow you to always get in there with easy access. So.
True story. So, Commissioner, or Chairman, Commissioner, to your point, you know, we do a great deal of larval control work on the refuge. We're currently, when I left the office, we were currently flying larvicide on it for the second time this year. I do want to point out, like, compared to most areas in the country, we have a far better relationship with the refuge and refuge personnel to do control work than most areas. So it is, we are in a lot better position than a lot of parts of the country, and I'm very thankful for that. They've been really good partners compared. It could be a lot more difficult than it is. So
Eddie Owens, we'll just mention him because he is a really great refuge director, just a wonderful representative. He's built great partnerships, not just with the Mosquito Abatement District, but with our Parks and Rec Department here at the county. So that's good news to hear. And you do, you brought it up, but you have drones, you have airplanes, you have trucks, you have a lot of methods of control to be out in the community in some of those places where you couldn't get in on foot. That's the benefit of drone control. So,
yep, sounds good. Well, we hope, I hope it won't be a stressful year, but I'm afraid I might be wrong. Anyway, I was watching I watched the weather out in the Pacific, and since I started watching it with any regularity, was watching one of the largest organized typhoon or whatever you want to call it. It started out as a low pressure that just was ginormously large for the Pacific Ocean. It's kind of like, and what will that do to us? Will it go completely north, go south? When we get entrenched in these high pressure areas at times, it's for weeks on the end. So I don't know where that puts us.
I appreciate the work that you do, Chairman, as a follow-up, and thank you for the information. You have in the past provided a visual display here of the work that you do, and thank you for everything, you and your team. It's a job most people don't think about, but you're your own taxing district, and you have an impact on the citizens that live in our county. So we're happy to partner with you also.
Mr. Chairman, does the Mosquito Abatement District have legal representation to go through this statute? I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it again. This is highly problematic, in my opinion. I think it's absolutely nuts that we have legislators in this county trying to get rid of this, the abatement districts in this regard. So,
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, we have in the past, we have some legal representation that we've paid in the past to do, more like anybody else we have. So we have someone that we do use. I don't know if this is something they specialize in, so I haven't spoke with the board yet on next steps as far as if we need to find someone that specializes in this particular part of the law, because I'm not a lawyer and I don't even want to pretend to be, but I do know that everybody has their specialty, and I don't know if the firm that we've used, if this is something that is specific to them. You know, I would be interested in if you all were going to review it, at least given your guys' counsel, my opinions on where I think it's problematic, because I think it's problematic for you guys as well as us.
I would agree. And Mr. Chairman, reading this, I would think between now and next session, we should definitely have our legal go through and see and give us an opinion on how this is going to affect us, because it specifically names Board of County Commissioners and what we will have to do to authorize some of the current techniques and methods being used. today if this were to go through, so this is crazy. So what I'm saying is, I'm obviously going to lobby that the county get involved at this at some level. I know I will in my position on the Idaho Association of Counties Legislative Committee and whatnot. And I did. I mean, you and I talked during the session as well, but something like this. I mean, when you have legislators coming to you and asking you directly, well, do we even need abatement districts in the first place anymore? You know, haven't they served their useful life? Like, you obviously have not lived here your whole life, so.
Oh, so much could be said, but the filters are on.
Yeah, at least for now.
Yeah, at least for now.
And Chairman, I think that Commissioner Brooks has a good idea. We serve as a board for mosquito abatement, for the ambulance district, board of equalization. We have a lot of hats that we wear, but we have contractual agreements to assist with the boards that we serve on. So I think that we can have some assistance for the mosquito abatement district because it is a significant part of what makes living in Canyon County desirable. Is nobody wants to go outside and be attacked by mosquitoes.
I have a question based on the packet that you handed gave us. What is it about Middleton that I don't know if it necessitates, but yeah, they have the most requests for service. So what is it about Middleton?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks. So it's mostly a habitat, people getting shoved together. So Milton was mostly irrigated cow pastures before the influx of folks moved in here, along with, you know, a river corridor that is prone to flooding. So you have two things. You have floodwater mosquitoes that come from the river. If the river rises rapidly, there's a bunch of natural areas that flood along the river that produce a species, Aedes vexans is the main one. So, and they're pretty fierce biters. So, and they have a pretty big travel range. So they'll go 5 to 10 miles if they have to get a blood meal. So you have them. Then all those irrigated pastures, the main species of mosquitoes on those is Aedes nigromaculus, which is probably the fiercest spider we have in the Northwest. and they are, and that species, the interesting thing about them is they're very reactive to movement. So if you have these irrigated pastures and these mosquitoes hatch in those areas, and they'll just sit there in the vegetation until somebody walks by and they see movement and boom, they're on them. Well, you have all these houses being built right next to these cow pastures. So all of a sudden you have these two things that there used to not be that many people there. And now you have these two things that are smacked together. And so very aggressive biters, close proximity to people, and all the mosquitoes that live there will travel however far they have to find blood meals. So they're just naturally like to disperse. So if you have some hatch in a field, they quickly will spread all over. And since they're so aggressive, people call about them. The mosquitoes that get you sick, the Culex mosquitoes that are what transmit most of the diseases, most people don't even know they were bitten by them. They're very sneaky. They'll usually bite people, you know, when they're asleep, or they'll bite them on the, Aedes nigromaculus, you can stand there and watch them land on your arm, and like they'll let you kill. They have absolutely no fear of it. They're going to get a blood meal or they're going to die. And that something that's like that is pretty, and they hurt. When they bite you, they just hurt worse. So it's a, people are usually more reactive to them. They're, so people notice them, and that's why they call. I'm glad they're not everywhere.
All right, good questions.
Here's a random one. What's the most effective bug repellent then for mosquitoes?
By far, well, the gold standard is DEET. And then there are a few other oil, lemon, eucalyptus, bicaridin, IR. I always mess that one up. The big thing, I think, if people are going to use insect repellents, the biggest thing is you really need to use an EPA-approved insect repellent. It'll say it on the label and follow the label. The biggest thing we see people do is they'll buy a repellent, and a lot of times people will buy it based on the percentage. Well, if you buy repellent over 35%, it'll say right on the label, do not put on your skin. Well, it's too much. So, but people will just buy, it's a bigger percentage, it'll work better. And all the studies show, like, once you go over 25% D, it doesn't work any better. That you've done as much as it can do. It just will last longer. So it's like sunscreen. These higher numbers don't, it's how long it makes it last. And that's the, so, you know, but if you get too low, it won't work. But, you know, people anecdotally will say all kinds of things, repel mosquitoes or don't repel. There's a lot of things that go into what attracts or doesn't attract a mosquito. But the products that have been approved have all had to been tested for efficacy. So you can, you know, they work for the majority of people.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add in closing?
Chairman, I just really like to thank the county commissioners for allowing the agencies within the county government to work with us. This isn't the first place I've been, and I've always worked for a special district, but it's really nice to be in an environment where the county agencies cooperate with us. We're all serving the same citizens, so it's just nice to feel like we're part of the team and not somebody off this. And I really appreciate you all allowing them to do that, because that's it's been a big help for us, especially, you know, the print shop and the PIO and all the people that have skills that I don't. It's really nice to have access to those people and be able to work together to do the job that we've been asked to do.
I think it makes it more efficient for the taxpayer also, so I think it's a good efficiency to do. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, there's nothing else?
Yep, thank you for being here and your team. Did you want to introduce your team?
Three of my board members were able to attend. You guys want to introduce yourselves, or if you want me to?
Forget our names.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I'm Scott Robinson. Been a board member for 5 years, 6 years.
Tammy Dittenberg. I think I've been on the board about 5.5 years.
And Corey Turner. This will be my second year.
All right.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for coming.
Appreciate and the good information. That. Yeah. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
All right. A second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.